This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God, established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. And I was thinking on the scripture where it says, "Blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear." And we are blessed because we can see the ways of God through teaching. And we hear the word of God. We are followers of God as dear children. And I want to say that I'm glad to be a part of God's church. Been striving sometimes under our pastor, Philip, and our teacher, Dorothy. And yes, striving under our pastor, Boyd. And thanking God for knowing that God's word is his commandments. And I just want to say, at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank God for the Elder Phillips. The elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for our anointing that's going on. We're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. It's God's word. We're going to talk about how God's people are scattered in the earth and why they're scattered. Before we get into that thought, the choir is going to sing Firstborn. Choir.
Redeemed from among men, following the Lamb, whereso he goeth. These are they, not defiled with the world, for they are virgins. The first fruits to God, and in their mouth find no guile, for they are perfect. With the angel in the midst, who's truly heaven sent, preaching the gospel. The day shall declare it, revealed by fire, burning up what's not right, so that God may delight. We're transformed to his image, yes we are. And so we hearken to the voice, free will is our choice, making our flesh subject to the word. And to the angel in the midst, who's confirming the souls, you see it's all about salvation. Yes it is. Patience of the saints of the Most High, keeping God's commandments. Born again,
firstborn. Thank God. And I'm glad to say I'm in that number. The old man is gone. We're dealing with the firstborn. Deacon Debbie, would you give the announcements?
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. God gave our Bishop Barfield a vision out on the West Coast from Port Clinton, Ohio. Yes. And she followed the vision. And when she came out here, following the leading of God, God led her down into the mystery of His Word. One of the mysteries of His Word is to know that His Word are 10 precepts that must be kept. And if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. People read it, but they don't know that. And they forget that God is the Word. The Lord is the Word. And He says in His Word, I am the Lord and I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. In Hebrews, it also says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means He was with them in the wilderness, and that rock that followed them was Christ in the wilderness. And the gospel was preached unto them as well as unto us. But they did not enter into His rest because of unbelief. And it's the same thing today. God's people are scattered throughout the world. And the parable of God's people going down into Egypt is, Egypt is sin. And in the fullness of time, if you are chosen one, and God knows our beginning and our ending, deliverance is coming. So we don't worry about our children and loved ones. They may be a dope head today. If they're not looking to come out of dope, we let them lie in it. If they're not to be saved, we're not trying to get them saved. If they are to be saved, one day God is going to send the deliverer. And they'll come out. They'll come out of Egypt. They'll come out of sin. They'll come out of the world because they're scattered everywhere. Jeremiah 31 and 1. Before we read that, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. Now, why would God say keep and do them if we cannot keep His word and perform it? Why would God say that? It's to be kept. Because God said, I will put no more on you than you're able to bear. Keep, therefore, and do them. This is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. And you cannot know and understand the wisdom of God unless you come and become that nation that hear. And then you'll realize all that are present. You'll see the wisdom and the understanding of God should you be one to hear His voice. Jeremiah 31 and 1. This is all about the scattered. I was in that number one day, but in the fullness of time, knowledge came my way and God got me in the way to hear it. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. Yeah.
One day.
Thank God.
I was going about enjoying my life in sin. And I happened to stumble across in my travels in sin. I ran across my sister. And she gave me a testimony. She wasn't trying to preach to me, but she gave me her testimony. And that testimony touched me. And somehow or another, I believed and felt that my travels was for that testimony and what was going to be, and not necessarily what I came in the traveling for. And I'm glad about that. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
God said, come, and running I came. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
Jeremiah 31:1.
At the same time, saith the Lord, will I be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people.
God is the God of all the families of Israel. Doesn't matter if your family of Israel is Chinese, African, Slavic, it doesn't matter. If you are a child of God, if you are striving to live for God, God is a God of all the families of Israel. And the families of Israel are those that are in the seed of Abraham in the promise. In the seed and promise of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not Esau, not Ishmael. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So whatever you're claiming, you got to be within the promise. God said in his promise, I'm going to raise up a holy people unto myself. Let's get that right quick. Deuteronomy 28. This is all about being in the family of God. And to be in the family of God, you have to meet the promise. Deuteronomy 28:9. Mm-hmm. What does it say?
The Lord shall establish thee in holy people.
Here is the prophet prophesying. Mm-hmm. God is speaking through Moses. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people, not Baptists, not Methodists, and not just a seventh day keeper or a Sabbath day keeper, a holy people unto himself. What?
As he hath sworn unto
God thee. Swore this. He couldn't swear by no greater than himself. Isn't that beautiful? As he has sworn unto thee. What?
If thou shalt keep.
Now here is.
All right.
The criteria. If. Mm-hmm. Here's the contract.
Yes.
If what?
Thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in all in his ways.
To keep his commandments mean it's doable.
Yes.
And God said, if you do this, I'm going to establish you unto myself. That's a promise. That promise goes to the families of Israel. That means everyone in the seed of Abraham, which means Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's the promise. And there's many promises. As he said, the Sabbath is a sign between me and thee that I have sanctified thee. Those are promises and tokens. And it's truth. Mm-hmm. Let's go back.
Right.
Let's go back to Jeremiah 31:1. Same time, saith the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel. What?
And they shall be my people.
They're going to be my people. And they not are, but they shall be my people, because there's a process we have to go through.
Yes. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness.
Wait a minute. Because God's people were slain by the enemy. And yet, they weren't his people. They were just called his people. Because the true people, as it was said, there was a cry. Rebecca, I think it was Rachel, weeping for her children, but they were not. They really weren't hers. They were just the natural seed of her. But these sworn, left of the sword, found grace.
In the wilderness.
As wilderness is the world. God is not going to let the enemy destroy the remnant, those that should be saved. God's not going to let that devil destroy us. We're going to meet the Lord, and we're going to come to be what God knows we can be. Found grace in the wilderness, what?
even Israel.
What?
When I went to cause him to rest.
What?
The Lord hath appeared of the old unto me.
The Lord hath appeared of old
unto me.
Unto me. What?
Saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee.
What?
Again, I will build thee.
God is yet building his church. And God builds his church in times and seasons. When there's one that will live for God, God is there to build them.
Yes.
Raise them up. I will build thee.
Mm-hmm. And thou shalt be built.
What?
O virgin of Israel.
What?
Thou shalt again be adorned with.
Thou shalt again be adorned.
Adorned with the tabrets.
Thy tabrets. What?
And
now, wait a minute. You don't wear a tabret.
Mm-hmm.
But that's something you is part of your equipment when you are praising God.
Yes.
Tabrets.
Mm-hmm.
And shalt go forth. What?
In the dances of them that make merry.
Wait a minute. Not them that's dancing on the nightclub. Those that are making merry unto God in the church. Because there's a dance that is holy.
Yes, it is.
There's a movement that's holy. Not talking about those that don't know God. They get out there and do all kind of dance. Look like the dance they do on a soul train or something. No, that's not the dance he's talking about. Read.
Thou shalt yet plant
now,
vines.
Now, Raven, read the sixth verse. What does it say?
For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount Ephraim shall cry.
What?
Arise ye and let us go up.
In other words, come out of the dust of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Rise up and walk in the beauty of holiness. That's what the watchman is saying. Arise.
Mm-hmm.
Let us go up to Zion.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Unto the Lord our God.
What?
For thus saith the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations.
What?
Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel.
Save thy people. Just a remnant is going to be saved here in the world. Wherever that is going to be, wherever they are, it's just a remnant. It's not a lot of people. I didn't say that. You don't know that. Well, that's what God said. Read.
Behold, I will bring them from the north country.
God is going to bring them from the north. What?
Mm-hmm. And gather them from the coast of the earth.
What?
And with them the blind and the lame.
Everyone that come to God has got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because we were born in this life with a problem. It's called the carnal mind. And that carnal mind comes with all kinds of irks, quirks, situations that we don't have power over. Lame, the blind, what?
Mm-hmm. The woman with child and her that travaileth with child together. A great company shall return thither.
What?
They shall come with weeping.
Some come crying.
Mm-hmm.
Some come all kind of ways. Maybe they come happy what they're doing, but they get convicted. But they shall come with weeping and with supplications will I lead them. What?
I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way.
God is going to cause those that he called to walk in a straight way. Let's go to Matthew's.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's why it's just a few. Because many don't want to walk in a straight way. A straight way is a strict way.
Right.
7:13, what does it say?
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way, that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Straight is the gate.
Mm-hmm.
And
wide is the gate.
Wide is the gate.
Mm-hmm. And broad is the way.
Broad is the way.
Mm-hmm.
What?
That leadeth to destruction.
These churches leading the people to destruction.
Mm-hmm.
Not to life, because they're so liberal. Everything goes. There's no control, no guidance.
Right, Pastor.
They say, come as you are. So they do. They come after drinking, smoking, doing everything.
Right, Pastor.
And they come and remain the same and think they're covered.
No.
They feel God died for their sins and they can't be any more than what they are. So they go, they come, and they go right back the same way.
All right, Pastor.
It says, wide is the gate,
uh-huh.
and broad is the way that leads to destruction. What?
And many there be.
Many.
There be.
Not a few, but many. Many.
There be. Which go in thereat.
People say, you all think you're all the only ones. So you're saying the whole world lost? There was many that was destroyed in the days of Noah. Mm-hmm. I believe it was the whole round world except for eight souls.
Yes, Pastor.
Many.
Yes.
There's no number on many, and there's no number on few. Three.
Because straight is the gate.
Straight is the gate.
And narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it.
It's telling you, it's just a few going to find that straight gate. The gate is the entrance to God. The gate is one that is going to get you to God, lead you to God.
That's beautiful.
The gate is God's anointed.
Yes.
Few there be that find it.
Yes.
Let's go to Luke 13. Let's see if we get a witness to that. Isn't that beautiful?
Right. Yes, sir.
We all have been scattered in here, but God called us from the north, south, east, and west and brought us all together.
Yes.
Some from Detroit.
Detroit.
Some from Alabama.
All right, Pastor.
Some from Tanzania.
Go ahead.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes. Thank God.
Where else we come from? Los Angeles. Where else we come from?
Texas.
What?
Texas.
We come from everywhere. Read.
Yes.
Luke
13:23. 13:23. Yes, Pastor. Then said one unto him, Lord, are there few that be saved?
Because he was concerned the way the Lord was describing those that are saved. Are there few that be saved? Because ones may come to the assembly and wonder, why is it just a few here? And why is it more women's assists than men's assists? Always have been.
All right, Pastor.
That's why God styled his church as a woman.
Yes, Lord.
Read.
Yes.
Strive.
Yes, and he said unto them, strive to enter in at the straight gate.
What?
For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able.
Didn't the Lord say, seek and ye shall find?
Yes.
But yet he's telling you, many are going to seek and won't be able. They're not able to be instructed by that straight gate. Let's go. Jeremiah 31:10. Let's read that.
Yes, Pastor.
Scattered.
31:10. Yes, Pastor.
Maybe you hear this broadcast. If you hear, have an ear to hear. You better run. Isn't that beautiful? 31:10.
Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations.
That means anyone that's listening. It's not talking about a nation collectively. You and I are a nation. You and I are a city. Hear the word.
Of the Lord.
Ye nations. What?
And declare it in the isles afar off.
What?
And say, he that scattereth Israel will gather him.
Even though we were scattered in the earth, God is letting us know in the fullness of time he's going to gather us. When is the time? I think he told Peter, he said, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom? He said, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons. Father's put in his own power.
Beautiful.
But he that scattered Israel will gather him, what?
And keep him.
What?
As a shepherd doth his flock.
Like a shepherd does his flock.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful. Yes.
Jeremiah 23:3. Let's go there.
That's beautiful, Pastor.
I believe that.
Yes.
So I don't worry about how many is in the pews. God is bringing those in the fullness of time. If one comes in 10 years, that's all is to be saved.
Yes,
under this shepherd.
Yes, yes, yes.
And I don't know how many flocks God have out there and shepherds. We're looking for them. We love the fellowship.
All right.
Those that are keeping God's commandments and holy. Jeremiah 23:3.
And I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries.
So it don't matter where you are. So why would God bring you out of England? Ain't nobody over there? Well, why would God gather you out of all countries if someone's there to feed you?
Right.
Why would God do that? Country is a country. Was a country back then the same as a country today? So I'll gather you out of all countries because maybe that shepherd is not everywhere.
Right.
What?
Yes. Whither I have driven them and will bring them again to their fold.
God said, whether I have driven them and will bring them again to the fold. Now it's just like unto our leadership today in the nation. The people got who they are. God gave them what they are. The president is just like the people. God gave it through the devil, because the devil gave it to him. God gave him that power. It's yet God.
Yes.
Because if God wanted to stop it, he could stop it.
Right. Right, Pastor.
But he allowed that devil to give those people just what they deserve and what they need. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, read fourth verse. And what?
And I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more.
When you are brought into the straight gate, you're not going to fear anymore. I wonder, is this it? You're going to know. This is the doctrine. This is it.
Lord.
Not going to fear. Am I going to make it? Mm-hmm. You know.
That's beautiful. Yes.
This is the true teaching.
Mm-hmm. Nor
as he said, I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them, and they shall fear no more. What?
Nor be dismayed.
Not confused. Is this it?
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean he paid the price? Food that you hunger no more after. You're always full, but yet you're always hungry.
Beautiful.
Yes.
You're not thirsting for another doctor. You said, you understand, this is it. You get understanding.
Mm-hmm.
No more dismayed.
Mm-hmm. Neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord.
We're not lacking anything. We don't say, Pastor,
beautiful.
I'm kind of feeling weak. Don't you think we need a revival? Can you call a pig meat Markham in here? There's a man I saw on TV, this fat man, he tells a good story. And I was listening to him, and Pastor, he just made me, I just had hair, my hair on my arm raised up, and I'm a woman. But my hair on my arm was raised like Sasquatch. I think we ought to bring him in, Pastor, and revive the church. We're not going to be lacking. We don't need nothing like that.
Thank God.
First of all, they're liars. That's why the hair raised up. Because they're hearing things, fairy tale stuff. Okay, go on.
Yes. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David righteous branch.
A righteous branch.
Uh-huh. And a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth.
Let's go to Jeremiah 3:15.
All right, that's it.
God said, I'm going to give you shepherds.
15. Beautiful.
Going to feed them with wisdom. What did he say?
And I will give you pastors.
That is what God said. I'm going to give you pastors. That's what God said. Mm-hmm. Now, he gave some prophets, some apostles, some pastors and teachers. So I'm going to give you pastors according to what?
To mine heart.
What?
Which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
So if you want understanding of God's word, whatever that is today, that's what God gave.
Yes, Pastor.
The understanding I had when I walked into Laconia Boulevard under Pastor Philip Brown, it was more understanding what Bishop Barfield had. The understanding God gave the church under Bishop Barfield was more than what she had under Bishop Holmes.
Right, Pastor. Right.
The understanding I have today, Bishop Holmes didn't have it. Now, if he's there, he ain't lost nothing. All I'm saying is I don't see it. That ain't going to keep me out of the kingdom because I don't see him in there. I'm just, according to what I understand, I don't see him there. That's not going to keep me out of the kingdom because I say that Halloween is a god. I said, well, you were wrong about that. Well,
right,
I thought it was. Ain't no sin in that. That I thought it was. I cut it away. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with cutting that away if I feel it's offensive to God? So I don't lose anything. And anyone that's in the kingdom that we think is not there, they haven't lost anything. Right? But what did God say?
I will give you pastors
what?
According to mine heart.
Now, God said, I'm going to give you pastors according to my heart.
Mm-hmm.
So, what you see is the heart of God.
Yes.
What I saw under Pastor Bishop Dorothy was God's heart. Yes. That's the way God would take us.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't try to say, well, Pastor, like Wolfman Jack said, said something about Pastor, you know, He allowed us to. She said, Pastor, no, he didn't.
Right. Yes, Pastor.
She said, well, we ain't going to do this. What we're going to do is this today. So now, Pastor Brown wouldn't let nobody marry in white when they had been married before. Teacher Brown said, well,
thank God.
You wear white for communion.
That's right.
Well, you can't wear white when you get married.
Yes, thank God.
I was with that.
Yes.
That's knowledge. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
you have to drop the knowledge of old and go with the heart of God. God is saying, like he said, okay, now we're going to go through here and we're going to spoil them. Then we go to the next visit, we're not going to spoil them. No, God said we can spoil all of them. He didn't say all of them. You got to go with the Spirit of God.
Right.
Read it again. I will what?
I will give you pastors according to mine heart.
According to my heart. Mm-hmm. According to the mind of God. What?
Yes. Which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding.
Feed you with knowledge
mm-hmm.
and
understanding.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.